So, hi, good afternoon. It's another day and another episode. May nabasa lang kasi ako a while ago while I'm browsing the internet. They asked, sino ba daw dapat yung sisihin? Yung sumuko o yung sinukuan? So, since related naman sa love yung first entry ko, yung first episode natin, then I guess it's okay lang na about love ulit yung topic natin for today, you know? Everything that I'll be saying here is just purely because I had my personal experience, so that's where I'm coming from. And you don't have to always agree naman, but you can understand, and if you can relate, then much better. So, sino nga ba ang may kasalanan or ang may mali? Yung sinukuan or iniwanan o yung nang-iwan? Or yung sumuko? It's a case-to-case basis kasi, diba? Ako naranasan ko ng sukuan madaming beses, all the time. And recently ko lang naranasan na sumuko, sukuan yung tao. So, it's my first time to ask for breakup. So, well, I have my reasons. And that's what I'm going to talk about, no? Let's try to weigh the situation of someone na iniwanan at someone na nang iwan. First is, sa relasyon kasi hindi naman talaga laging may perfectong partner. Laging may pagkukulang, may difficulties, hindi kayo laging masaya, hindi kayo laging okay. Magkakaroon kayo ng problema. Magkakaroon ka ng mga bagay na ayaw mo sa kanya at ganun ka din naman sa kanya. Diba? But, may naniniwala ako na may mga pagkukulang or may mga may mga pagkukulang ang bawat isa na hindi naman kailangang gawing big deal or hindi enough na reason to give up to the person, especially if yung tao na yon is alam mo na mahal ka, hindi ka pinapabayaan, at mabuting tao. Alam mo yun na ginagawa ang lahat para sa'yo at sa relasyon nyo. Now, para sa akin kasi, kung ikaw yung iniwanan na hindi napagbigyan or hindi nabigyan ng pagkakataon para malaman yung mga dapat ayusin sa sarili mo, yung hindi ka binigyan ng pagkakataong itama yung mga pagkakamali mo, kung ikaw yung taong iniwan sa kabila ng lahat ng magaganda at mabubuting ginawa mo para sa kanya, like yung pagmamahal mo na hindi selfish, yung pagmamahal mo na buong-buo, kaya buong-buo mo binigay yung tiwala mo, yung pagmamahal mo na magunong umintindi, mag-compromise, and yung pagmamahal mo na kaya mo ibigay kahit hindi na nagbe-benefit or hindi ka nagbe-benefit or hindi na ayon sa gusto mo yung mga nangyayari sa inyo. Okay. Pero sinukuan ka pa din despite of all of that. Then, kahit hindi ka perfecto, kahit ano pa yung maliit na bagay na yon na dahilan niya, hindi mo pa rin kasalanan yun eh. I mean, kahit sabihin mo na maliit para sa'yo, pero malaki para sa kanya, question is, nabigyan ka ba ng pagkakataon naayusin at itama yun? Napag-usapan nyo ba? Diba may mga tao kasi na, alam mo yun, hindi naman talaga yun ang problema, pero pag ayaw na nila, yun na lang yung ginagamit nilang reason para umalis, para iwan ka. Pero ang totoo, iba na pala yung gusto nila. Diba? So, basta alam mo na ginagawa mo yung responsibility mo as a partner to you, that person, tapos iniwan ka pa din, then it's not your fault. Nagkataon lang na talagang may iba na siyang gusto, pwedeng tao, buhay, where na-realize na lang talaga niya na hindi ka na niya mahal, which is dapat okay lang. Understood na yun. Okay lang dapat, no? Ang masama is kapag hindi sinabi sa'yo yung totoo na sinug-sugarcoat niya pa din yung breakup niyo. Para lang hindi siya lumabas na masama, para lang maging valid yung reason niya kung bakit gusto ka na niyang iwan. Kasi, sabihin na natin na hindi naman talaga madaling makipaghiwalay or makasakit ng tao, lalo na kung yung taong yun alam mong mabuti at talagang mahal ka. It was never easy and it will never be easy, especially kung mabuting tao yun, diba? Pero bottom line is you still chose to lie. And you killed this person with silence. You have a choice to tell him or her the truth, but you chose not. And that's a problem. Okay? It's still going to be your fault kasi you will never understand the feeling kung hindi ikaw yung nasa ganunang sitwasyon. Nagiging mahirap kasi ang pag-move on pag hindi tayo nabibigyan ng dahilan at ng valid na reason para matanggap natin agad na wala na sila, para hindi na tayo umasa, para hindi na tayo maghintay. Okay, madaming taong ganyan. And kasalanan nila ba na iniwan ka because of that reason and sa ganung paraan? I can say yes. Oo. Kasalanan nila yun. Now, on the other side naman, like in my case, ako yung iwan dito sa huli kong ex-girlfriend. Sorry. So, I know that I'm a different person when I said yes to her. And I know na meron na akong self-love ulit sa sarili ko. That's why I'm in control again of my feelings. So, if you want to talk about, you know, the importance of having self-control and then I recommend you to please listen to my first episode. Andun yun. So, yeah. Diba? Nung pumasok ako sa relasyon namin, I gained my self-love. So, nagkaroon ako ng pagmamahal sa sarili ko ulit. I value my heart. I guarded my heart. That's why in control ako dun sa mga pwede kong gawin para sa kanya, which is, alam mo na, kung before sobrang ma-effort ako, kung before sobra akong nag-give, nilimitahan ko siya pagdating dito sa taong to. Not because na phobia or not because hindi ko siya gusto or mahal. Naramdaman ko, okay, na after dun sa pinakamasakit na dagok ng buhay ko, dun sa ex na dun sa second ex-girlfriend ko bago siya. Sobrang laking factor at halaga yung fact na nakaka-appreciate na ulit ako ng tao at natutunan ko natutunan ko ulit magtiwala kahit I'm in doubt. I mean, hindi ko, kumbaga ba parang, kung lolokohin mo ko, hindi ko kailangan magtuyo, hindi ko kailangan kunin yung privacy mo, i-check yung phone mo, maya't maya, kilalanin lahat ang nakakausap mo, hindi. Kumbaga, I can trust you, I'm still giving you at least 80% of my trust, but the 21% will always be there. Yung 20% na yun is yun yung room for possibilities na pwede ka pa din talagang pwede mo pa din talagang sirain yung tiwala ko. And it's your responsibility, diba, to make sure na magiging 100% yun. And it's not my job. That's what I've learned. One of the things that I've learned, it's not my job to just give you my trust 100%. It's your job to make me feel that I can trust you 100%. Okay? So, ayun na nga. That's what I did. So, less effort. But, yung understanding, yung responsibility as a girlfriend to her, yung pag-aalaga, it didn't change. I mean, nandun pa din yung effort na pupuntahan ko siya at least normally nga everyday eh, kasi gusto niya, dun lang ako sa apartment niya. Pagluluto ko siya lagi. Pinagluluto ko siya lagi. Hindi man ako pala text, pala call, pero I stopped talking to anyone. Kahit, alam mo yun, kahit sa kaibigan ko. Kasi nga, alam kong selosa siya. So, I tried my best to be honest to her sa lahat ng bagay, sa mga nakakausap ko. Kasi puro kaibigan ko lang naman sa nararamdaman ko, sa nasa isip ko. I did my best to not lie to her. And I never lied to her. There are times na, alam mo yun yung, syempre, yung sa rough days na namin yung, which is alam naman niya yun. Alam naman niya na fine-fake ko na lang or whatsoever. But ayun nga, yung faithfulness, yung loyalty, yung trust, hindi naman nawala eh. Alam niyo yung binigay ko pa rin sa kanya despite of me being broken. Kumbaga ba, dun sa second, dun sa past ko, I just really guarded my heart lang na ibibigay ko yung same love na yon o yung ganung katinding pagmamahal if this person is really worthy for that. Okay, and ang relasyon, it's a two-way working, diba? You have to both work on making your relationship happier and healthier. Diba? Tutulungan nyo yung isa't isa para mas maging matatag yung nararamdaman nyo. Diba? Kasi dadating ang point na hindi laging mahal nyo ang isa't isa. Hindi laging you're at your best. Hindi laging understanding ka. Hindi laging okay lang. Diba? And you have or you need to have each other to compromise and to work things out. Diba? So, dalawa yun. Hindi lang ikaw. Diba? Hindi lang siya. So, for me, it's her responsibility to make me feel na, okay, you deserve it. I'm gonna give it to you. It's vice versa. Diba? Ganun din ako sa kanya, ganun din siya dapat sa akin. So, But there are people kasi na iba yung way of love, na porket hindi mo nabibigay yung pagmamahal na gusto nila, iniisip nila na hindi mo na sila mahal. But that's not how it works. We have to understand na we always have different ways of showing and giving love. And it's not always going to be the same. Okay? So, sa kanya, love is yung obsession, yung pagiging clingy, yung mayat maya, dapat kausap kanya, yung mga ganun bagay ba? Mga bagay na kung tutuusin is parang gusto niyang kunin yung mundo mo at yung buhay mo at umikot lang sa kanya. Diba? Hindi ko na iisa-isahin. Alam niya yung mga bagay na yan. Which is, for me, hindi yun ang basihan ng love para sa akin. Siba? Kasi iba yung pagmamahal ko na kaya kong ibigay. Yung pagmamahal ko is always room for you to grow on your own. I'm not going to be in control of your life. I'm not going to be in control of your decisions. I'm just going to be here. I'm just here supporting you. Na pag nag-fail ka, dito pa din ako. Okay? Pag hindi mo sure ang dapat mong gawin, I'm here to wait things out for you. And at the end of it, you're still the one who's gonna choose. And I'm just gonna assure you na whatever your choice, whatever your decision, I will still be here. Okay, because when you love someone, you let her grow. Kahit pakasal na kayo, kahit magkasama pa kayo, you have to let her grow. Okay, so that's the kind of love I gave. That's the kind of love that I have for her. The kind of love that I can, that always give you enough amount of trust, right? And it's just really up to you kung sisirain mo. Diba? And ako kasi hindi ako demanding na tao eh. Alright? I don't want to demand the people because I want them to give it freely. Like everything. Diba? Gusto ko gagawin nila yun dahil yun yung nararamdaman nila at yun yung gusto nila. Eh, kung hindi naman din, I appreciate what they can give. I appreciate what they can do for me. Kasi ang mahalaga sa akin is nararamdaman ko na mahal mo ko. Mahalaga sa akin na hindi ka nandito ka pa din para sa akin. Okay? At mahalaga sa akin na nararamdaman ko katiwa-tiwala ka pa din. Diba? All I can do is to, aside from that, is to make you happy if hindi tayo okay, if parang may idle moments or if parang feeling ko nabuboard ka na, yung iisipin ko yung gusto mo, yung pagiging sensitive ko sa feelings mo at sa pwede mo maisip kung gagawin ko or sasabihin ko itong mga ganitong bagay, diba? Ganun yung klase ng pagpumahal na kaya kong ibigay. I can compromise, I can always understand you, I will accept you, your flaws, pero kung talagang sobra na at malala na, katulad nitong sa ex ko, I don't tolerate it. Okay, sobrang toxic niya, sobrang psychopath. So, I am helping her to change, telling her na mali yan, hindi dapat ganyan, nakakasakit ka ng ibang tao, nasasaktan mo ko, even your family, hindi tama yan. Pero may mga tao na sinasay ko, ano kanila eh, ano bang tawag dun, nire-reverse psychology kanila na kung talagang mahal mo ko, tatanggapin mo ko na ganito na ako. Diba? May mga ganun tao. And dadating ko din sa point na hahayaan mo na lang siya kasi nga mas malakas siya sa'yo, mas matapang siya sa'yo, tapos ayaw niya, hindi kanya talaga papakawalan, hindi kanya talaga iiwan. Kahit anong gawin mo, kahit anong sabihin mo, hindi kanya iiwan, hindi ka makakawala sa kanya unless isa sa inyo mga mata, yun lang yun. Yun, ganun, doon ko nahirap naiintindihan kung gaano kahirap pala ang maging part or ang magkaroon ng abusive na relationship. Kasi, andali parang sabihin sa atin na, iwan mo na lang, sus, baka kasi mahal mo pa, kaya nag-iisiga. No, that's not the case. Okay, iba po talaga kapag yung tao, ang kapal ng mukha, psychopath, at talagang self-centered. Yung tipong wala siyang pakialam sa mga pwedeng madamay, wala siyang pakialam sa mga pwedeng mawala sa'yo. Basta masusunod yung gusto niya. And for so many months, for almost, you know, siguro 60% of our time being together is ganun. Alam mo yun, na parang, kasi ako, when I commit, I know the fact na I'm so aware na hindi mo talaga laging mahal ang isang tao. But it doesn't mean you always have to stop there. Okay? You always have to find ways to make your love her. Pero syempre, kailangan mo ng tulong niya eh. Diba? Kailangan ka rin niya bigyan ng mga dahilan para mahalin mo pa siya. Para masabi mo na deserve pa niya at na worth it pa to. But she's not giving me any reason despite me being honest to her. Despite of me telling her na she'll gonna lose me kung itutuloy niya yun. Pero wala eh. Diba? Nadala ako sa lakas niya. Nadala ako sa takot na malaman ng parents ko. Nadala ako sa takot na baka mas malala yung magawa niya. To the point na pinifake ko na lang. Alam niya yun na hindi na ako masaya talaga na inaalagaan ko na lang siya talaga. Na parang yung relasyon namin tungkol na lang sa kanya. Yung bang ginagawa ko, alila na lang niya ako para hindi siya magtayo. Ganun. And you know, you should know when to stop it. You should know when to give up. And that's why yung breakup na yun was the best breakup I ever had. Kasi I was in hell eh. And that's the reason why I gave up to that person. That's the reason why I fell out of love to this person. Kasi no matter how much I tried to choose to love her every day, it's hard. Kasi she's not helping me. She made it so hard for me to work it out. Napuno lang ng takot, pangangamba yung relasyon namin para sa akin. Okay, and that's why I gave up. Ako yung nang iwan. And I don't regret that. So, sinasabi ko lang dito na hindi naman laging masama yung mga taong nang iiwan. Hindi naman laging kasalanan lang nila kung ba't sila nang iiwan. Like what I said, it depends on the case. Kung ikaw yung taong ka-deserve niya mang iwan, then hindi kasalanan ng taong sumuko. Okay? Pero kung ikaw naman yung tao na deserve naman yung pagmamahal na dapat pinigay niya at deserve kang panindigan pero iniwan ka pa din, then sila yung mali. Kasi kahit gaano nyo i-work out ang isang relasyon, kayo at kayo pa din naman ang gagawa ng ways to make it work. Yun nga lang, it's either you wanted to be in control or you wanted to give both of yourself a chance to change, to be better. Hindi pwede yung gusto mo lang lagi. So, that's my stand. Hindi natin pwedeng i-generalize yung mga taong nang iiwan na lagi nilang kasalanan. Hindi natin pwedeng i-generalize na laging yung mga iniiwan ang walang problema, ang laging tama. It always depends on the situation. What's important is you know in your heart na hindi ikaw yung nagkasala at nagkulang. Yun yung importante. yun yung dapat alamin muna bago natin sabihin na bago tayo magturoan kung sino ang may kasalanan. Okay, there's always two sides of the story, yes, but bottom line is if it's just really a mild problem or issues mo dun sa tao, and if it can be fixed, then fix it. But if you choose not to, then it's your problem. Okay, so yeah, that's all I can say regarding on that. And this is very impromptu. I don't have any hands out here on in front of me. So if I, you know, if magkaroon ulit ako ng idea, then I'll definitely share it here. So again, this is just purely my own opinion. You are free to disagree, and yeah, I just hope na if ever meron mang nasa sitwasyon na to, I hope is nakatulong ako to not blame yourself and to understand na baka may pagkakamali ka din. Alright? So, that's it for today. I really enjoy doing this. I hope it will benefit me in a good way. You know, kasi ang tagal na nating lockdown. So, yeah, I hope I can inspire people, and I hope I could reach to those people who's undergoing the same thing, who could relate to me. Alright? So, feel free to join me in my podcast. You can email me directly. It's yeinjavier@gmail.com, and let's, you know, have a friendly conversation, healthy topic, and let's stay positive, and let's keep on fighting. That's all. Thank you.